The news in full is read now by Brian Jennings.
Tens of thousands of medical procedures and appointments are being cancelled today and tomorrow because of a strike by medical scientists. The Health Service Executive is warning of significant disruption and service delays in hospitals across the country. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Last week, medical scientists staged a one-day work stoppage as part of a long-standing row over pay and career progression. They're going on strike again today and tomorrow. The HSE says it will lead to widespread disruption in hospitals across the country, with tens of thousands of medical procedures and appointments being cancelled. The strike is also affecting the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, but it says contingency plans have been put in place to maintain the sustainability of blood supplies for hospitals. The HSE and the Department of Health say they remain open to engagement with medical scientists, but their union, the MLSA, says there has been no meaningful proposal or invitation to talks since last week's strike.
The Garda Representative Association is calling for all frontline officers to be trained to drive a patrol car in an emergency situation using blue lights and sirens. The association says the infrequent availability of driver training and trained Garda drivers is having a negative effect on Garda response times. The GRA, whose annual conference opens in Westport in County Mayo this morning, also says training in self-defence should be available to all Gardaí. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
It's an issue which has been highlighted by the policing authority and the Garda associations for years. The fact that untrained Gardaí who drive patrol cars cannot activate blue lights and sirens or conduct high-speed pursuits in emergencies. The GRA has described the situation where untrained Gardaí cannot pursue and stop a speeding or drunken driver in front of them as farcical. It says all frontline Gardaí should immediately receive training in the necessary CBD2 driving and van courses, as the organisation is over-reliant on untrained drivers. It also says, in light of the increased cases of assaults on Gardaí, the Commissioner should make self-defence training from outside the organisation available to all Gardaí. GRA President Frank Thornton says it's 18 years since he did any training in self-defence or CPR. Over 30 motions are up for debate over the next 2 days, including ones on recruitment, training, pay, resources, and in light of the attack on a Garda in Cavan last February, a call on the Garda Commissioner to address what it says is the current deficit in frontline units, which has led to Gardaí patrolling alone in dangerous situations. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the GRA conference, Westport.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has approved Bank of Ireland's proposed purchase of a range of assets of the departing KBC Bank of Ireland, Bank Ireland. However, the competition watchdog has attached a range of conditions to the deal to ensure competition in the mortgage market is maintained. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Last year, after it signalled it planned to leave the Irish market, KBC Bank Ireland struck a deal to sell its performing mortgages, commercial and consumer loans, and a small number of non-performing mortgages to Bank of Ireland. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission carried out a preliminary investigation and then widened it to a full probe to establish whether it would lessen competition in the mortgage market. This identified some significant concerns about the impact it would have on the strength of non-bank lenders in a rising interest rate environment. This morning, the CCPC announced it has given its approval for the planned deal to proceed, but has attached a number of conditions. Bank of Ireland has agreed to make €1 billion in funding available to non-bank lenders, Dilusk and Finance Ireland, to increase their funding capacity and reduce their cost of funding. It also has to make €1 million available to companies developing mortgage innovations. And it has agreed to honour fixed rates in the terms and conditions of KBC fixed rate customers, as well as the 0.2% discount on the rate of every KBC customer eligible for it.
Gardaí have released a man in his 30s they'd been questioning about a fatal stabbing in Tralee in County Kerry at the weekend. A file has been prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions. Another man in his 50s remains in Garda custody. The victim has been named locally as 53-year-old Joe Brosnan, who was originally from Connolly Park in the town. Mr. Brosnan was found by Gardaí and the emergency services in a critical condition outside the Abbey Court apartment complex on Sunday evening. He died a short time later. The Cabinet is expected to consider measures today aimed at protecting the integrity of the electoral system. At their meeting this morning, ministers are due to examine amendments to the Electoral Reform Bill, which seek to ensure that donations from outside the state do not influence elections here, and to ensure transparent fundraising by all political parties. It's expected that the amendments included in the programme for government prohibit political donations in cryptocurrency. The amendments are due to be put to Cabinet by the Minister for Housing and Local Government, Dara O'Brien. The World Health Organization has said it doesn't believe that the outbreak of monkeypox outside of Africa requires mass vaccinations. In an interview with the Reuters news agency, a senior official said the primary measures to control the outbreak were contact tracing, isolation, and safe sexual behaviour. The health service executive has said that cases of monkeypox in Ireland are a possibility. It said an incident management team had been established to ensure that the country was ready to deal with infections here. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Today there'll be sunny spells and scattered showers, some of which will be heavy. Cloud will increase from the west this evening, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle in Atlantic coastal counties. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 16 degrees.